Hey, Gimel Amar Aleph, new Perek. We are really getting close to the Siyum. Eli, you're not already planning for the Siyum and starting to bake or cook or something?
Another 40
days. Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Hakosev Leishto. We said that a husband gets the peiros of the nechasim that the wife brings into the marriage. So what if he writes to his wife beforehand, Dinu dvorim ein li benichsayich. I remove myself from all of your property. She had things she brought into the marriage, she got a Yerusha, whatever. He writes to her in the shtar that he removes himself from all of that. So the halacha is it doesn't help. Hariza ochu peiros bechayeha. He still eats peiros of the karka. The mesa yorsha, and if she dies, he inherits her. But he said, well, the Gemara is going to discuss why it doesn't have any effect. Im kein lomakos of la dinu dvarim ein li benichsayich. So why do you write it? And if he still has a connection to her property, right, just as if he wouldn't have wrote it, and he inherits her, then what was the purpose of writing it? Shemachra v'nos nakayim. That what's it called? That in case she sold the property, that much he says you could sell it, and the sale will be okay. Okay, Gemara is going to discuss the Maisa when this property came. Anyway, Beis Hillel holds it. Beis Shammai holds that you could sell it, and it's okay.
Who gets the money?
Well, she does. She does. Cause of law. What if he wrote the following? Dinu dvarim ein li benichsayich ubeperos sehen. Right. He added also that I have nothing to do with your peros and with your nechasim, nor with the peros. So now he separated himself from the peros also. In the first one, he didn't separate himself from the peros, so he still gets the peros. And if she dies, he inherits her. The only thing is that he basically is saying that if you want to sell it, you could sell it, and the sale will be a sale. Now he already included the peros. So now Hareza Eino Ochel Peros. So now he removed himself from the peros. He can't eat peros. B'chayeha. The Mesa Yosha. But still, if she dies, he inherits from her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olam Ochel Peri Peros Achiyichtov La. Even if he writes this, I have nothing to do with the peros, he still gets the peros. Until he will write Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nechsayich Ube Peroseim Ube Peri Peroseim Adolam. Unless he writes her, I have nothing to do with your property, nor the peros, nor the peri peros that they produce. If he writes that, then he completely separates himself from the property. Kosov law dinu dvorim ein li b'nechsayich v'peroseim v'chayeich uv'moseich. If he wrote to her, I'm removing myself from your property, and it's peros and the peri peros, whether during life and death, then einu echo peros b'chayeha v'meisa einu yorsha. He doesn't yarshin from her either. If she dies, he does inherit. Because he's going against the Torah says that he is a yoresh. You can't make a tnai against what the Torah said, that you're not a yoresh. It's no bottle. If you make a tnai against what the Torah said, the tnai is bottle. So you can't remove yourself from being somebody's yoresh. Rashi. Hakol Seif in Kei Lomakos of Lo Bigmar Meforish Time. I want to explain what's going on over here. Hachi Garsin Rabbi Yehuda Omer La Olam Hu Ochel Peri Peros Bigmar Meforish La Hein Peri Peros. What are Peri Peros? What's considered Peros? What's considered Peri Peros? Shemas La Mashikos Batorah the Kesover Yerusha Sabal Deoraisa. Rav Shim Gamliel holds that the fact that a wife inherits a husband inherits his wife when she dies is minat Torah, and the first man the Omer held that it's only the Rabbanan, that minat Torah a husband does not yarshin his wife. The Rabbanan instituted that a husband yarshins his wife. Ubabav basar nafkla mehai kra. We learn it from the following pasuk. If it's minat Torah, l'she'ero hakorov elav mimishpachto v'yirash osa. Right, that what's it called? Hai v'yirash osa yiserahu. Lidrasha, right? That the Yirash Osa is not going on her, it's going on the property. But since it says in that pasuk, L'she'ero, so we darshan that the husband Yarshim's his wife was called She'ero. She'ha'ish Yorish She'ero, She'ero Zu Ishto. The Afagav the She'ero Dekro Lav Ishto. That pasuk is not talking about his wife. The Haksid Be Unisatim Es Nachla, so the She'ero, give his Nachla. It's talking about the husband's Nachla going to his She'er. That would mean that the wife inherits the husband. That doesn't happen. It means his close relative. But since it wrote an extra pasuk, the Yirash Osa, so we learn from there that he also yarshins his she'er, his wife. The lekla merisha tirish ha'ishas bala, you can't say that a wife inherits from her husband. Dohami mishpach toksib. It says it has to be from his family. His family is only from from the father's side, not his wife's side. Miugavi kroyseir of a yirash osa darshinan ha'achi. We learn from the extra pasuk, the extra words. It's a drasha. It's not the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. You could be masalik yourself from the peros because that's only the rabbanan. That you can make it tonight. But something that's minat Torah, you can't make it tonight. So that what's discussed here in the Rishonim, we're going to get to the Gemara. We'll speak about it in a few seconds. Some of it at least. First of all, this idea of siluk, that you can remove yourself from something. Lamaisa, you're not making any kinyan, so how does it help? Right? Let's say the person decides he wants to change his mind. Why shouldn't he be able to change his mind later? He didn't make any kinyan. Secondly, there's a problem over here that it's lover shalom bala olam. I'm being masalik myself from something that I couldn't make a kinyan on one way or the other. So how can I masalik myself? So some learn that this halacha only applies to things that are rabbanan, that you haven't gotten yet, the rabbanan gave you, you can say, I don't want it. Like we had the case with the woman who says, don't support me, I won't give you my wages. The Gemara is going to bring that down. And that helps even by Dover Shalom Bola Ola. Others say, but if it be Minat Torah, it wouldn't help. You can't be Misalik yourself from something that Minat Torah is a kinyan. That's coming to you to Mekin. That's why Yerusha wouldn't help. I mean, if it's Yehoda, it's Minat Torah. Others hold you can Masalik yourself even something from the Torah. Yerusha is different. It has to be something that's coming from an outside source, not from the Torah itself. And there's another Shaila why you can't be Masalik yourself something from the Torah. Some say because Ein Onim Masna Dover Shalom Bala Olam. Because you can't make a Tanai on something. Dover Shalom Kosu Ba Torah. Can't make a Tanai against the Torah. Now this holds a separate reason completely. How it works, if you could be Masalik yourself, what's it called, even though it's a Dover Shalom Ba'olam and it's Minat Torah, that the Rishonim will speak about it. So that's the Shail over here. How can you remove yourself from something that you didn't get yet? What kind of kinyan, if you get it, you can be mafker it. You can give it to somebody else. But you don't have it yet, how do you remove yourself from it? So if it's only the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan said that even if it's Dover Shalom Ba'olam, it's only the Rabbanan, you can do it. If it's Minat Torah, you have to know why, how it can work from something Minat Torah. Okay. Let's see. Tani Rabbi Chiya said the following. Ha'omer le'ishto. Right? If you say to your wife, what's the case over here? In his Mishnah he didn't write Kosev Leishto, but Omer Leishto, right? That even if he said it, it helps. He doesn't have to write it. The Chikos of Lahachi Mayhavi, right? But Lahori, even if you wrote it, what is it going to help? Vatanya Omer Lechaveiro, Dinu Dvorim Ainli Al Sodazu. You have a field, and you say, I don't have anything to do with this field. Okay? You write it in a shtar, or you. See, you still have the field. It's yours. You didn't give it to anybody. You weren't mafker it. You just said, I have nothing to do with this field. So what? You can't be masalik yourself from something you have unless you give it to somebody else. So you're mafker it. The ainli asikba. I have nothing to do with it. The yodai mesulek asemen. I'm removed from it. Lo amar klum. It's meaningless. Amrei devei rabyanai. Bekosev lo va'oda arusa. It's talking where you wrote this when, or said it, according to Reb Chiya, when she was still in Arusa, where you didn't have the property yet. Now, if you got the property already, you can't be masalik yourself from it. So if she's already in a Suwa, then you have rights to the property, to the payros. So you can't get rid of it just by saying, I have nothing to do with it. But if you didn't get it yet, she's an arusa. You didn't get the property. You only get the property when she's an asua. And you say, when I will marry you, I will have nothing to do with this. So then you're preventing yourself from getting it. That you could do. Kidrav Kahana, Domer Rav Kahana, Nachla Habol LaOdem Mimakom Acher, Odem Masna Leshlo Yerushena. Right? If something comes to you from an outside source, like over here, he's getting the property of his wife from a Takana de Rabbanan. Now again, it's Machlokas Rishonim, whether if it would be the Oraisa, it would be the same thing. It's coming from an outside source, not like Yerusha, which is innate. Right? You are automatically a Yoresh. Here it's coming from an outside source. So some hold its outside source means it's the Rabbanan. Some say even if the outside source would be the Oraisa, right, you still be able to be Masalik. Since you didn't get it yet, you can remove yourself from it that you shouldn't get it. Okay, like we said again, Machlokas, with that only helps like the Rabbanan things or even the Raisa. Okay, the Rava, the Omer Rava, Ha'omer E.F.Shi B'Takonis Hacham, can you go and zoo, show me lo. If a person says, I don't want the Rabbanan Metakona, that I benefit something, I don't want it. So then it helps, right? Mike Gonzu, what's the case of an example where a person can be masalik himself from the benefits of a takana de rabbanan that was made for his sake? The rabbanan made a takana that the woman gets supported from her husband, but it did in exchange for that she has to give him his earnings. So we said if she's a nuclear physicist and makes, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars a year, right, and her support is a few thousand dollars a year, so she can say, you know what, keep your thousands, I'll support myself and keep my own earnings. She can say that because since it's takana made for her benefit, she can be masalik herself from it, and in mela, if she doesn't get supported, she doesn't have to give her earnings to him. So Mari says, ihochi afilu nesua nami. If that's the case, even in a suah, it's a takana de rabbanon that he gets the payrolls in order that he should redeem her if she gets captured. So, since it's only a takana de rabbanon, why can't he say, I'm not interested in your payrolls? Amrabaya nesua yodo ki yoda. By nesua, they're equal. So already he has it. It's as if he has the property ready. You can't be masalik yourself from something you have. You can only masalik yourself from something you're going to get that you don't want to get. Rava Omar Yodo Adifa Miyoda. By Nesua, he has a stronger hand in the property than she does. Nafkamina Lashomeris Yodam. Nafkamina, whether he has a stronger hand or equal hand, would be by Shomeris Yodam. See, Rashi explains it. Let's see what the Rashi. The Chikos of Lomayhade. Oh, one second. Tani Rebchia Ha'omer Liishto V'lo Tani Kosev Dashmin and Debamira Ba'am Nomi Solik Nafshi. Even if he just said it, below Shum Kinyan Uksiva, he doesn't have to write anything, doesn't make any Kinyanim. Just by saying I'm a Salik myself from your Nechasim, it helps. Mar says the Chikosev Lo Mayhavi V'Choshkin Amira. What does it help if you write it? Surely if you just say it, how can you be Masalik yourself from something? Ha'omer L'Chaveiro K'gon Sodesh Shol Shutfin. Right, they own the field. Beshutfis, and one of the shutfin says, "V'omer echad lechaveru echad min alashonus halalu, bein b'ksiva bein b'amira lo omer klum, bein kan losh matana." Right, the two people own a field in partnership, and one of them says, "I have nothing to do with this field." So you would think now the other one owns it completely. No, it means nothing. You can't get rid of a field just by saying you don't want anything to do with it. You have to either give it as a matana to the other guy. Give it as a matan to somebody else, or mafker it. And then they can be zoche. But just by saying, I have nothing to do with it, that doesn't help. The Kosiv Lov Old Arusa, and where it's talking where he wrote this when she was still in Arusa. Vadai Misha Karke Shalo, Ubo Litna Lechadero Tzorek Lashem Matana. I want to give you something, I have to give you a matana. I can't just remove myself from it. Umasnisim, the Kosiv Lov Ad Shalo Zocha Benechasim. It's talking where he didn't get the Nechasim yet because she's only in Arusa. So he removes himself from getting it, not removes himself from having it. He's telling her, when the time comes I marry you and I'm supposed to get this property, I don't want it. The only problem is it's a dover shalom bala olam, but that helps. Siluk helps on a dover shalom bala olam. there's a shita that holds yadim aluim, that you're not being misalik yourself from the property. You're misalik yourself from the schus you have in that property through your wife. So you're misalik yourself from the schus in your wife. She's here already, and that schus exists already. Except it's not you don't actualize it till you get married. But the schus is already here. You're misalik yourself from the schus, not from the property necessarily. Mimakom acher she'eni yerusha savosa. That comes to exclude yerusha. If it's coming from a side thing, you don't get it yet. But if it's a yerusha, right, that's not coming from a side thing. Like over here, the property is coming from the wife. That's part of your, that's not what the Torah said, that after somebody dies, you get the thing. It's not coming from the outside. Ela aidei maisov tavalo, right? You go nachlas ishto avolo aidei nesuin shelo. Something that comes through some maisa you did, you can misalik yourself. But yerusha is an automatic thing. Therefore, it doesn't help by yerusha. The hoel mishum takanta didei tikun rabbanan v'hu bal limchol le'al mochuk ravuna. And here's a shaila, why? Is it because that's a derabbanan thing, and it helps by derabbanan, not deraisa, but yerusha is deraisa, but any deraisa wouldn't help. Or no, yerusha is different. It would help by deraisas, where it's not a yerusha. But yerusha is a different thing. That doesn't work. The Rabbanan made it for my good, and it's not for my good. I don't want your support, because I would get more if I keep my earnings. What case was it said? Where is the example? I don't want the takana. They were afraid that sometimes women aren't going to be able to earn enough to support themselves, so they made the husband support them, and they give the earnings to the husband. I don't need it. She doesn't want to work. I'll find my support. I don't want to work. Oh, yeshli umnis yikara. I have a better job, and it pays more than what you're going to support me. Al kedei mizonos. Hachi, the time mishum that the kanta diehu the yocholim cholecha, and my itzrich devei rabbiani loke may be kosig lava oda arusa if even a suah nami. That's the case. Why doesn't it help when she's in a suah too? Yado ki yada, varehu kishutif bohen. He's a partner. He owns the karka for peiros, and she owns the karka for the goof. So he has a kinyan peiros in the karka. Once you own something, you can't get rid of it just by removing yourself from it. What difference does it make if he is equal to her in the nechasim or better than her? And from the case of our Mishnah, makes no difference whether he's equal to her in the Nechasim or better than her. In any case, when he has a share in the property, you can't remove yourself from it unless you give it as a present to your mafkarit. The machlokas Abaye and Rava applies to a case of a Shomeres Yodam. This machlokas is beferish in Yevamos, gabi masnis and the pirkin v'le'el. Bo'isha shomeres yavam shenofla nechasim. She was a shomeres yavam, and while she was a shomeres yavam, she inherited from her heirs. Okay? From her, whatever, not heirs, the opposite. She inherited, somebody died, and left her afield while she was a Shomeres Yavam. Diktani Mesa Mayasu Biksubasa. So over there's Machlokas Beisham Beisilu. Vaoki Abaya Pluksaya Bishinoflok Shi Tachtov. The Baal, the Chai Baal Harisha. It's talking where the Nechasim fell to her when she was still married to the first husband. Okay? Ukesover Adaya Yado Ki Yada. That the property that falls to her when she's in a Suwa is equally owned by the husband and her. Equal. Leficha, kishemeis, v'noflen the yavam. Therefore, when that brother died, and she fell to the yavam, right, and then she died, umesa, Ad shalom nishyavna yorsheha v'yorsheha ba'al shneim ba'im liros zemikoach oso v'zemikoach achiv. Therefore, the yorshim, her yorshim, and his yorshim split it, because they both had an equal share in that nechasim. He has a share because of his brother, and she has a share because it was hers. So they're equal. Therefore, their heirs, when she dies, split it up. Her yorshim get part, and his yorshim get part. Then there's a machlokas beisil meshamai, which is better, splitting it up or going after the chazaka. Lefichach nichse malog becheskes yorshiav upolig rava d'abaya, and Rava argues on abaya, and he says no. The machlokas beisham beisil is not where the nechasim fell while the first husband was alive, because if they fell when the first husband was alive, he has a bigger chalik in those nechasim than she, because he eats the peiros. She only has a schus if she'll get divorced or he'll die. But right now she has nothing in that land. She can't sell it or whatever. So therefore, the brother had a bigger chalik. So when he died, it goes to his brother. They don't split it up. The Omar enough lulak shitacht of the kuli alma yada shel bal adifa miyada. Ukshemeis omar achiv liyabim komo v'ariu kavoso. The brother gets everything. That's not what Beis Shammai argued. The Mesek she shomeres yovim ainly yorsheha b'hem klum. Her yorshim get nothing if she dies while she's still a shomeres yovim. Umasnis and the Beis Shammai did not look she shomeres yovim. And the Mishnah, the Beis Shammai says that they split it up is only where the nechasim fell to her after her husband's death, before the yibum. Then they split it up. But if it fell while she was married, then her husband had a bigger chalik in it. When he died, what's it called? His yorshim, the yavam, gets it, not her yorshim at all. One is I'm making a kinyan, I'm giving something to somebody else. The other one is there's no kinyan. I can't just. What? Oh, you have to give it as a, what's it called? Give it as a matan. You can write it in a star too to give a matan.